The history of Spiska Sobota, however, was not always favorable. Tragic years included 1545, when almost half of the square and the church tower burned down, and 1775, when a fire destroyed the entire town and claimed 14 lives. After its restoration, the appearance of Sobotske Square has been preserved to this day. In the 18th century, as many as 126 master craftsmen proudly worked here, confirming the town's importance. Spiska Sobota was thus the most significant among the towns of today's Poprad. Everything changed a century later during the construction of the Košice Bohumín Railway. Farmers and merchants in Spiska Sobota did not allow the railway to cut through their lands, so the construction was carried out in Poprad instead. Shortly thereafter, the production and trade boom caused by the railway connection brought economic leadership to the town of Poprad. When Velka, Spiska Sobota, and Poprad merged into a single urban agglomeration after World War II, the new city was named Poprad. However, only Spiska Sobota, as the district with the richest history and preserved ancient architecture, became an urban conservation area in 1950.